So today starts a Shir Bezis Hashem on the Ki Mitzvahs Derabbanan. Really a fascinating topic that we have. So much of our mitzvahs that we do every day are Derabbanan. And the question is, what's the Mechayiv to do with Mitzvah Derabbanan? Where does it come from? I mean, the Chachamim just enacted, is it something which is the right thing to do? To listen to Rabbanan? So we'll see here some very interesting discussion on that. The Pasuk says in Shoftim, here at Avav in the country, it's going about when you go up to the Sanhedrin in Yerushalayim. You should not turn from what they say. What does this mean, loisasur? How does that apply? So the Gemara says in Mesechtes Shabbos, Daf Chav Gimel, over here in Daf Zayin in the country, it's a famous Gemara. Omer Abchir Barashi, Omer Rav, Amadlik Ner Shal Chanukah Tzorach Levorich. Rabbi Yemi Omer, Haroya Ner Shal Chanukah Tzorach Levorich, either by lighting or by seeing. Omer Rav Yehuda, Yoyim Rishon, Haroya Mevorich, Beis, Umadlik Mevorich Gimel. Someone who sees the Ner Chanukah, but it's not lighting, he makes a Birchas Haroya, which is Shasa Nisim and Shechianu. And the Madlik makes an additional a third bracha of Lahadik Ner Shel Chanukah or Chanukah, different Nischois. Mikan Elech Madlik Mevorich Shtayim, which is Ner Madlik Ner Lahadik Ner Shel Chanukah and Shas Nisim, and the one who sees it Roy Mevorich Achas. Fret Mimayit Zman after you're losing out the Shechianu subsequent days. V'nim at Neis, why do you make a Neis? The bracha Shas Nisim, Neis kol yoyim isa. May mevorach hashekirishonu b'mitzvah yisav tzivonu lahadik ner shel Chanukah. The Gersh in the Gemara shel Chanukah. Now, v'heichon tzivonu, fet the Gemara, the big question. Where were we mitzvah to keep ner Chanukah? We mitzvah, the tzivonu. Not the tzivonu, la'aniach tefillin, not the tzitzis I hear. Where does it say that tzivonu Ner Chanukah? So Rav Avi Omar Miloy Sasur. The Sasur means do not turn aside from the mitzvahs Chachamim. Chachamim say that you should do something. So let's talk about the Pasuk. You're going up to the Chachamim. Listen to them. Rav Nechemya Omar Shalavicha Vegetcha Zekenecha V'yoyim Rulach. Ask yours. Kalim, they'll tell you what to do. Ad Kam Lunyanenu. So here you have an amazing machloikis. Where is the makar to listen to Divrei Chachamim? But it sounds like one thing's for sure. There are psukim telling you to listen to the Chachamim. Meaning, when the Chachamim tell you to do something, the Torah is telling you to listen to them. If we're over on Divrei Chachamim, we're over on Mitzvah D'Oraisa. That's what it sounds like. It sounds like it's a special mitzvah to listen to the Chachamim. The mitzvah minat Torah. So, every Derabbanan is going to be a D'Oraisa. That's what comes out from here. Every Derabbanan is a D'Oraisa. What? No, it's like tight words. Vitzivanu. We're talking to Rabbi Nishan. Baruch Ata Hashem. Asheki Dishan Abin says, Vitzivanu. You were mitzava us. But where was he mitzava us? The Rabbi Akiva was mitzava us. Two questions.
Who gives them permission? Like a permissive question? Like how could they add a yontif?
No. The Gemara's not asking on them. The Gemara is taking on that they have the rights. That's what we have to see. But Gemara sounds like, of course they have the rights. The question is, what does it mean, Vitzivanu? The Rabbeinu Shem was mitzvah, then the Chachamim were mitzvah. So it says no. It says in the Rabbeinu Shem said, do not stray from what they told you, or ask your zekanim; they'll tell you what to do. Two psukim. But it sounds like there's a makarim in Atayra to listen to Chachamim, which makes everything a lot more chum. Now that's not so possible. Said there, here comes a famous machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban, and how do you look at this mitzvah of Loi Sasur of the Rabbanan? Here there's a lot of rikha, there's many pages, so we'll just pick out a bit and then to discuss it. So the on the Ches, the Rambam, the part over here where if you look, there's a, it's a bit grayed out, a few lines in. Below that, below the right below, it says like this. The first Asheki Nishonabim, it says of a Tzivanu. Shez HaTalmud Hecha Tzivanu. He's going back on that there were some moine hamitzvah, some counted into the mitzvahs, divrei chachamim. if the, because of that they counted Chanukah and they counted Ner Shabbos and they counted Megillah, if that's the reason why they counted it, they should have counted also Netil Shedayim and Eruv Chatzeris and other things which they did not count. So like he said, you're picking which mitzvahs to count of the Rabbanon and which mitzvahs of the Rabbanon you don't want to count. Like the Rambam doesn't understand the, what's the kav here. And he says, Kikol ma shetzivonu chachamim la'asoysoy, v'chol ma shehizhirunu, meaning let's say mukta, mimenu, kvar tziva Moshe Rabbeinu l'vasholem b'sinai, shehu tzivonu la'asoysoy v'hu amru al p'yatoyah sheyerucha, which leading to lo'isasar. V'zhirunu yizborach, me'avor dovo mikol ma shetiknu esay bo'y gozu, esay o'y gozu, whether they were Matakin, Megillah, Chanukah, Netil Sedayim, or things which they do not do, like Muktzah, or Shnius Darayas, or whatever else you'll have, all those Harchakis are going to be, all the Shvusim, you know, Refuah B'Shabbos, you know, all the Dinim, all are included in Loisasser. Don't count them individually. Says the Rambam, Beferish, that by Har Sinai, they were taught all the mitzvahs of Rabbanon, not all were enacted yet. But it was included in everything was in Lysasa was every mitzvah of Rabbanon. That's the Rambam Shita. Says the Ramban, part of it is here on the second Rambam. We'll go to the next page to bring it on Dafir Aleph. So if you see on Dafir Aleph about 10 or 12 lines down, he brings the Rambam that the Rabbanons are included in Lysasa. And it says over there, the beginning of the line is like those in a bracket, Kuf Nun Dalet, Shabbos Kuf Nun Dalet. V'roi lefi zeh hadas, lahachmir ma'oi b'divei soifrim, shekulam toireheim, ein b'nem shum hefesh. What's this Safa Durabbanon Lekula? What is this Safa Durabbanon Lekula? Is it every Durabbanon is a Daraisa? He said there should be machmir b'kulam, the ein b'toire dover chomer min ashvus, shodavreim. The only thing which will be more chomer than, let's say, mukta, for example, is b'mechuv ekrisus and mrs. Bezdin. That's the only thing. If you have a lav of do not eat chazer and a lav of loy sasur, do not move mukta. The Torah didn't say don't move mukta. The Torah said don't go astray from the chachamim, and the chachamim said don't move mukta. So that means loy sasur means don't move mukta. So he's saying what's more chomer, eating chazer or moving mukta or lashon hara? That's all the same. All the same, that's what you're telling me, Rambam. He says not only that you have an asay and a lav, you have a saser, and the other shita was ask your chachamim and they'll tell you what to do. So you have over here an asay and a lav on every single mitzvah chachamim. When you're lighting their Chanukah, so the Ramban's a little bit matmir here. He said, and now he's mad. Then he goes on. He says, Rabbi Seinu b'chol ha-talmud oimim hepech mizeh. Shahari heim donin kol divei soifrim lahakel. Mehem bi sunin. For example, like we safik daraisa l'chorma, safik darabanan l'kula. And now he goes, you can read it now, the whole shtickle is unbelievable. He brings from all over Shas, different places where we find the chachamim were more kal than daraisas. All types of very interesting dinim of b'dievets and so on that we find that chachamim are more meiko when it comes to their own dinim than it comes to their rice. And how could they do that? If their muktzah enactment is a de kavart, so why are they being so meiko? So what's the obvious response? No, once they're deciding what the guys is, so they'll tell you we're making muktzah, but a suffolk muktzah will be meiko. Would be Geyser, Ben Hashmoshes, whatever, but by Suffolk, you can be Mekel. Once they're making up the rules, let them make up the rules however they want. His kasha is not a kasha. So he addresses that, and he says, if you look on the next column, Ule Tesakesh, it's about 17 lines up or something. A quarter of the way up. Ulay tisakish v'toymar. You say what we just said. He calls it being the sakish. You'll be stubborn and you'll say no. Kimash or mechol makim lahakim de v'soifim hu b'mechila. Ubetnai me'itam. Then Michael, they tell you, you know what? We'll go easy on you. Shehem hisnu b'gzeres u b'siyag m'shasul ha'toyra. They made up v'chein mitzvah shalahem shenelach behem lekula the lechalik ulhafresh b'mashu dvar Torah mashu medivreim. They wanted to make a separation, and they said that the Torahs will be machmir and by ours will be mekel. Avu bisha b'chol anu mitzuv min haTorah v'lohi usfeikas shedivreim ruuyis lahati oisan elam mipnei atnai hazeh she'asu behem b'tchilasan. That's, you want to say that? He says ein elu dvarim hagoyne v'loy shel ikir. He doesn't agree with that. And he says, you know why? He says, I'll bring you a Gemara. Mefurish amar pek mishamesu. Godel kavod abriyas shadoichel lois hasesha b'toyra. We know that when it comes to a kavod abriyas, there are certain halachas that the chachamim look the other way. Person, whatever it may be. You know, many cases of kavod abriyas. We'll see in the Gemara in a moment. Targuma rav bar shva kamed rav kana b'dilav d'loi sasur is where we are meko. They laughed. They smiled. They said, "What? Lav lo sasser nami daraisahu? What are you telling me? By the lav lo sasser, you could be mekel kavod abrius. Lav lo sasser is a daraisa. That's the conversation." What? They laughed. Wherever on the Bala Memra, the Anshei Beis Medrash were laughing at it, and they're saying, "It can't be that by the lo sasser, which we know goes under Rabbanon, you could be mekel be kavod abrius because lo sasser is a daraisa." So Amuluhu Gavur Rabba. If a Gavur Rabba says something, lo techicha, don't laugh at him. He says, "Komili de Rabbanon, alav le sasra asmechinu, umshum kavod abrius le gozu be Rabbanon." So he explains this Gemara: Harimavur shalav zed le sasra kishar halav and shal Torah. The Gemara understood that like every other lav, that you have to be machmir on it. Avol divreiem al zeh halav asmechinu smach ba'amal lechizuk. Meaning, the reason why they're mekel is because loy shehei b'min haTorah azhara klal ba'oisei lav. Says the Ramban, and this is going to be very perplexing in a moment, we'll see. Says the Ramban, Lois Sosur is an asmachta, meaning it's a derab, meaning that which we're supposed to listen to the Divrei Chachamim based on Lois Sosur is not that the Torah, the Baruch Shalom Arsin has said, do not stray from the Divrei Chachamim. It's an asmachta. Lois Sosur is going on something else, whatever it's going on. But it's not going on Muktzah, and it's not going on Chanukah, and it's not going on Megillah, and it's not going on Tzedayim, and Ruvi Chatzeris, and everything else. Shnis Darais, the whole list of Chachamims. It's not going on that. It's an Asmachta. That's why they make Kudur Abonans. Okay, so maybe we have over here a monumental Machlokes to Rambam and the Ramban. Are Mitzvahs to Rabbanon have an element of the Raisa to them or not? So the big question is going to be that according to the Ramban, what is the reason why we keep Chacham, Divrei Chacham? Where does it come from? You know. So what do you mean? How can you not listen to the Yeshua and Levi? How can Abishim Bechai? You're not going to listen to him. Very nice. Okay, but getting down to the bottom line, why you have to listen to it? What's their authority to give that to make Yisurim and to make a so. It depends how you learn an asmachta though. But it's true. You say, what do you mean? There's an asmachta, but so then. It's either you learn that there's an asmachta. If an asmachta, we had this not long ago. There was a machlokes. Is an asmachta meaning to say that they found a remez? They tagged on, you know, they found a nice gematria, so to speak, that supports them. But the Torah never meant to hint to that. So someone said, I don't remember who it was now, said chas hashom. It's saying like you're saying. There's an asmachta means that there's a remez in the Torah.
It was a ritva.
In Pesachim, right now, there was a ritva in Pesachim that says, he says that because it's right. There was also, there he spoke very sharp. The thing is, right, the Rambam wanted to say an asmachta is like a remez, but it's not really. And the ritva says, he said so sharp, he said that's almost to say such a thing is, he says asmachta means that the Torah was meramez to do it, which means aguf, that answers the question.
The Rambam also, everything that we have from Chazal is going to be Loisasso, or? Only things on a certain
dargo,
and then there's a lot of things that are not. You see, every takana.
Is every takana a loisasa? Right. So he says, for example, in this shtickle here, which we skipped a bit, one of his examples are it says in Chazal that's also to be posea psia gasa b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to take big steps. It's supposed to walk, you know, calm on Shabbos. It's a separate shmuz. Running for bachrim, let's say they get a geshmak. But
is running psiyadaka running or no?
Psiyadaka.
You say
gas. No. Psiyagasa. Psiyagasa means if you have a big puddle, You're supposed to go, the question, should you go around it or should you jump over it? What, less than, mamash in Shulchan Aruch, how much to walk, you know? Whatever it is, so he says,
so
tell me if...
Considered that, or that's
running is included, yes. Running is psia gasa. Shouldn't run. If it's a pouring grain on Shabbos, take your time. With the strimal, take it easy.
If you don't say this pshat on the Ramban, then how do you answer the Gemara? The Gemara asks, how, where do you say the tzivanu? The Gemara answers that because of...
Lissasa.
So if you hold a smach, that means it's mamash.
There right.
Is just a lower down.
Then that's the tzivanu.
It's move on.
Right.
But if you hold that it's mamash, it's just stam, a side thing, then the Gemara never really answered the question.
Right. Oh, so we'll get to the tzivanu in a second. Very good. But just to finish that point, says the Ramban, it's a right.
That
tzivanu means that there's a lesasser.
Even the Ramban, you know, that's masking.
Very good. We'll see Rabbi Chanan in a second. But just a word of his raya. So he says psia gasa. You can tell me you're even a daraisa if you take big steps on Shabbos. So it sounds like because lesasser, you're even a daraisa. He says it sounds not in b'mashmois. It's to say that every word of the chachamim, every word of chachamim that you should, you know, you shouldn't talk when you eat because it's a chshayla. A person could choke chasram. The chacham, they said you shouldn't do it. It's in Shulchan Aruch. So the person's even a daraisa. You know, where are you going to draw the line? So a little bit is of Shom Zaman, not this akadekach. But so the question is, okay, this was the Gemara we just saw about in Shabbat. Says the Rambam on page Yudalid about what does the tzivanu mean? And here, same thing, the Ramban. It's an amazing pshat. When we say every time the tzivanu, what do we think? What should we think? Hashem the Shalom Mitzvah. So the tzivanu means you commanded us to what? To light Ner Chanukah. When we light Ner Chanukah Thursday night, we're having in mind you, Rabbi Hashem, told us to do this. Or do we have in mind? No, the Chachamim told us to do this. And the Rebbe Shimon told us to listen to the Chacham. V'tzivanu means you told us to listen to them who told us to light Hanukkah. But you didn't tell us to light Hanukkah, which is true. The child's going to ask you, what v'tzivanu means? Who is v'tzavas? Say the Chacham is v'tzavas. But we're talking to the Rebbe Shimon. So says the Rambam over here, V'chein kol ha-mitzah shem medivrei seifrim, be-mitzah shi choyva medivreim, k'goyim megillah, v'adokas ne-shabbos, v'adokas ne-chanukkah, be-mitzah she-einan choyva, k'goyim eruv, v'tisidayim. We also make the tzivanu. Mevorach al hakol koydim lasiyos hashem kedushanu b'mitzvos b'tzivanu lasayis. V'hechan tzivanu b'toyra. Shakasu bo asher yoyim ulachot hase. It says whatever they tell you, you should do. Nimtze inyan hadvarim v'hatzon kachu. Asher kedushanu b'mitzvos shetziva b'hen v'shmoya me'elu to listen to those shetzivanu lahadik ner shachanaka. Alikras of Megillah. That's what tzivanu means, says the Rambam. Tzivanu, you told us to listen to the Chachamim who told us. That's what it means. Not that he told us to light Ner Chanukah, because he didn't. Now, it's not so partial to the Chassam Sefer, which...
I was just saying before that the Rambam says that it was really in Sinai that Hashem said it just wasn't enacted. You don't even have to come out to that. It said whenever the Chachamim decided in whatever door...
It's interesting. You know what he's saying? V'tzivanu, he did say Ner Chanukah. He didn't specify specifically Ner Chanukah, but since...
I'm saying it sounds like sort of like, it says like, when a guy does a parashat on Torah of Melech, and like, where did it come up? It came up at a later time, and now we have to do it.
Uh-huh. Okay, it could be. Here he's not saying that, because it's interesting that...
It's the concept of Torah Shabbat Peh.
Right.
Isn't one of the
Torah
of Harkigigas, right?
So yeah.
Because you want
the... Torah Shabbat Peh.
So it's open to interpretation, or future laws, or anything that was... Years later.
Oh, so vague. So there is such a derech. Like I said, there is such a derech that says that anything which is shayach to the Torah, for example, don't do malacha. The Chachamim said that a shvus is included in not doing malacha. The Baruch Hashem said 39 malachas, but we could say what else is included in that. So like such things by
adding to the 39,
but add more strict. It's a sniff, right? It's like this toldus, and then there's branches out even further. But a new mitzvah like Hanukkah, you would think it's not anywhere. The Chassam Sofer said no, it's Daraisa, because there's a chi of Daraisa to be mahal on the nes. How to be mahal on the nes? The Chacham told us how. That's why he says Hanukkah has an element of Daraisa on it. If a person is not mahal or anything, doesn't say halal, doesn't like Ner Hanukkah, doesn't give any haidah, he says he's bevatal say Daraisa. Because of the nes. That's what Ramban said. How to do the Chacham say light Ner is Chanukah. That they have an act to specify, but the concept is Daraisa. says the Ramban. Now, there's a lot of the Raisas here. The Chasam Sofer said that. But here, the Tivanu, the Fi the Ramban, would be clearly the Chachamim Umetzavos. Asher Kedushan says the Tivanu. So where does the Tivanu go in? Now, so what's interesting over here is we have two ways. The Vitzivanu, the Fi the Rambam is clear. It means that we have to listen to the Chachamim, and that's the Ratzon of the Borei Olam. Now, what the Bechana does, the Bechana has a famous mamorim, he's maruch here a lot. But there's one point, he says, he's the one who asked the kashya, Fi the Ramban, what's the shayrish that we have to listen to the Vi Chachamim? Where does it come from? He asks it beferish, bravely, on Daf Tazayin, in the Kuntres, he brings over here to Kovitz Biurim. The next one, to Kuntres Divi Soifim, is his mamish maruch. But here he says, about eight lines down, so we already answered this. Mordechai already said, L'chor, it's coming from L'sasar, as Asmachta. I think he deals with that here. The Gemara does not ask that. Right. But he's asking, why does the Gemara not ask that? Why do you have to listen to the Chachamim? Where does it come from? Where is that koyach? So he says, "Tzorch ino das haRamban me'eze tam anu mitzuvan the Shmuel deRabbi Chazal." Va'od kosher lituva ha'soif soif gam haRamban moedah shemuchuyovan anu l'kayim deRabbi Chacham Zal. V'shakadosh Baruch Hu tzivanu l'Shmuel be'koilim. There's no question a person is doing Ratzon Hashem when he does a mitzvah when he lights Nechanukah. You can't say we're doing Ratzon of the Chachamim, but not Ratzon Hashem. It can't be. He says everyone's masking it. V'shakadosh Baruch Hu tzivanu l'Shmuel be'koilim. Some place it came from. He's already sort of feeding the answer in this question. He says it can't be that there's no makar to listen to them. Some place we're supposed to be doing what we're doing. Again, same problem. You Ramban are masking that there's some place that's telling us to listen to Chacham. Some place. I don't know where. Some place, right? So say Safik da Raisa Luchum. Everything came from Sinai. He asked Rabbi Shimon Kup, this kasha. V'heishav li, v'ladas haramban, ma sh'onu tzrichim l'kainde v'chazal hu min asvara. Min asvara. Can't. The chacham, there's a system in place. We need the chachamim to direct us. It's similar to what you were saying. Torah Shabbat Peh. The Torah Shabbat Peh was given over to the Chacham to guide us. Part of Torah Shabbat Peh is they teach us what to do. They teach us how to interpret. And they're teaching us that this is what we're supposed to do.
But from the Lashon of the Pasuk by Sasser, the first child of the Torah, it seems like it's very clear from Yemin and Smol, the way the Torah says it, that it's something new. They're not guiding you on something you actually know. They're telling you, do this way. It seems like it's even if they come up with something very new, they're telling you your right hand is your left hand. Meaning it's not
right.
Something Pasuk in the Torah. They're telling you something very new. And
very new.
Yeah, it's not guiding you enough. So I think the second pasuk, which is the Devar, that's maybe you're asking how to do it, and they'll tell you. But the pasuk, it seems very clear. It seems very, the wording is very
right.
open to Chachamim to make a whole, something new, totally new, like Chachamim.
Right. So it's mashed away. I think, and I hope that the next week, which has to do with bracha on a minig. If you're not here, hopefully we'll give a share to listen to it, because there's a whole concept. Even Chachamim in every dor, Yiftach b'dor, Kishmu b'dor, they have koyach dor, they have authority doraisa. Every bezin of a dor, question what qualifies that to be able to enact halachas, which is mechayiv those to listen to them. That's why they use that in Eretz. Vasisa kochal sheyerucha to go vote. They. There's a discussion of Asisa Kachal Sheyrucha, that's a big banner. They told you to go vote, or they told you not to go vote. Whatever they told you to do, that using that, it's a Divi Chacham, you're supposed to listen to them. It's not like, I'm not in the mood of voting. They told you have to vote, how can you not? You listen to the Chacham. Okay, at the dogma, or some other Gzeira. They're in a new Takana, Takanas, I don't know how far it's going. Chasna Takanas, I don't know. We have to discuss how far this Chachal. But there's a discussion in the. If not, then what happens is that eventually, when did it end? The Chacham of every door of a Koya, because there's brachas on Minhagim that come up later on, the Rishon, different things. It's very interesting. Just one last point for today is how the Hashem Zalman looked at this. It was brought up in different Ha'aris that he was saying. The Hashem Zalman wants the Taina on page Lamed Aleph, on just the last two paragraphs there. So the Hashem Zalman, he brings the Ramban, he brings the Rambam, and he says, V'nira bar da'inyan shaloi sasur who has hara klalis. Because again, what does the Ramban do with the pasuk? Like it's just a floating pasuk. It doesn't. What do you do with it? Something you have to do. Do not stray from their words. So on, what's it going? It's a hazhara klalis shu koyach hatoykif shenasan hakadosh baruch hu lachachmei ador v'lav zeh nema lachol adam sheyesh bo das ben katan ben gadol v'gam lebnei noyach al pi she'ein zeh mizayin mitzvah shalahen. There's such a thing as a svara, there's a koyach that you have to listen to those who are giving you the guidance of who represent the Dvar Hashem. Shari gam ktanim, a katan who's 12 years old, no one sees him. He decides, he goes, look, this is gevaldik. I'm alone now. I can move muktzah. My father's not here to be mechanech me. Why can't I just move the muktzah? Why not? I'm not mechuyev in mitzvahs yet. Chinuch is on my father. Let's say, it's on my father, not me. So he says, no. He says, even a katan. Where does that come from? What, if a cousin is going to ask you, why can't I move this muksa? Why can't I turn on my game and play on Shabbos? I'm a chuyev mitzvah now. My father's not here. He says, akol shagam he mitzuv mikoyach mitzvah derabbanon shum shum chinuch. He said, gam suma bevade b'chal ze. It's a toike because Baruch said, the Chachmedo said, everybody has to listen to this. It's a loy saucer. Ach nechel ko Rambam v'Ramban. B'sefer HaMitzvot Imud HaRaisa D'Rabbanan, he says, V'nir Hechot, the Gam L'Ramban, who min HaTorah, the Mloikin HaMayin Yeh Mechuyovim, same question. V'chikos HaLehedya B'Pirush Al HaTorah, and Pashas V'Eschanon, do you have to listen to them? V'lepligi El D'Ramban, who Chiyuv Klali, Shechayovim L'Shmoya L'Hoi Ra'asam, Avlam Ola V'Ochal Trefa D'Rabbanan, Ein Zeke Trefa D'Raisa. It's a general rule, V'chal Ramban. The general rule, Chacham, guide you. Listen to them. Are you over specifically in even treifas the Rabbanon, something which they were geyser on? You're not over specifically the Raisa, a treif the Rabbanon. There's no such thing as treif the Rabbanon in the Torah. You were over and not listening to the Chacham. Treif the Rabbanon, that's not the Azhara. V'ilu Rambam, soiva shagam zehu the Raisa. There's treif the Rabbanon, the Shnis the Raisa, there's Ben Hashmashas, whatever you want, that's the Rabbanon. So you have Ramban, mash om gabi Chanukah, loy sasur. And he said that's an asmachta. Hanabe she'ein al zet tzivi boifim yuchet light Chanukah. Alukuli alma haloi sasu hu min atoyro mikomokin gam la Rambam hu yoiser kal kivin de aim bezet tzivi mafurish. And therefore he goes. That's what we say. Safik the rabban on the kula because it's a darga less. So the fira b'sham zalman is up. It's poshut that enacted in loi sasu is a toykif the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave to the chachamim the chachmei ador. That to be mitzav, and he says be'etzim it can go and svar even to bnei noyach. I don't know what that means by. I don't know what he means by that exactly. Tell a guy like we had in the Pesach Shechem, you know, they're going to say who? There's a discussion. Zayim mitzvahs bnei noyach. Whoever taught them, Moshe Rabbeinu never told. There was nothing around in Shechem. Who told these guys that they can't? They have to have dinim. They can't arise. No one ever taught them. No one taught. That says it was a koyach. Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave to Chachamim, even Avraham Avinu, to tell you this is the right thing to do, and wherever it started, there's a point that says this is the right thing to do.
They don't have like saucer,
but there's a that part before Matan Torah. I don't even know. I know that's a big question. What do you do about before Matan Torah? What's the who? Why the chayv? Okay, it's just a sichlis. You know, it was a heregish. They're doing something wrong. But whatever it is, that's a different discussion. But Lemaisa afterwards says the Shlomo Zalman, everyone's masking with saucer. It's questions if it's general or specific in every single mitzvah. So Chanukah also has this element of the daraisa of the saucer and Mimela, that's and the Fidach Sam Seifer, it's the Raisa Mamish to be Moedal Anes.